What shall a man gain if he gains the entire world and loses himself and is cast away? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man will come to the Father except by him. The Lord Jesus taught, if any man come after him, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow him. Is that what you're doing? Are you following the Lord Jesus? He said if you're ashamed of him before others, he'll be ashamed of you. He said if you disown him before men, he said he'd disown you before the Heavenly Father. On the other hand, the Lord Jesus also taught that if you confess him before others, he'll confess you before the Heavenly Father. Jesus died for our sins. He shed his blood so that we could get forgiven. He rose again from the grave. Folks, this is not a fairy tale. Jesus is alive. We're not talking about some kind of fairy tale like Easter bunnies and Santa Claus. We're talking about something that's real. Jesus has risen. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. Jesus is the Lord of Lords. Jesus is the King of Kings. Jesus is the only way to escape damnation. Jesus said, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. Many enter through that gate. Straight and narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life, and only few shall find it. The Bible says, if your name's not found written in the book of life, you'll be thrown into the lake of fire. Think about that, folks. A lake of burning sulfur. The Bible teaches such. The Bible also says that there is a book in heaven with names in it. It's called the Lamb's Book of Life. Did you know that? Why not study for your finals? Read the Bible. And know this, that drunkenness and sexual immorality will send you to hell. You must repent. Repent does not mean merely to ask for forgiveness, even though you should do that. You need to do that. Repent means to turn away from sin. It means to forsake sin. It means when the wicked man gets rid of the pornography. When the drunkard turns from the alcohol. When the fornicator, he turns from all that wickedness and he decides to do the right thing, the smart thing, to follow the Lord Jesus, to take up his cross and follow him. The Bible says that Jesus is Lord. The Bible says that he rose from the grave. Are you willing to confess that? If you really believe it, folks, you better live it. The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, they'll see God. Don't be thinking because you will be baptized that you're going to enter the kingdom. That's a lie. That's a deception. That's not what the Bible says. Baby baptism is not getting born again. One is not forgiven at the point of water baptism. And when you cry out to God, asking for mercy, pray a prayer like this. Pray, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. You got to be sincere. You got to be humble. The Bible says that if you humble yourself before the Lord, he'll lift you up. But if you're proud, he's going to humble you, folks. You're not going to get anywhere with God by your sin. You might think that party time is equated with college life. Folks, the wages of sin is death. It's going to drive you to hell. You must repent. Your only hope is Jesus. Turn from that wickedness. Turn from that vileness. Turn from that evil influence. If your friends are ungodly, you better turn from them and get new friends. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. No man will come to the Father but by him. Being a Catholic cannot save you. No Catholic priest can forgive your sins. Did you hear that? Let me say it again. A Catholic priest cannot forgive your sins. Mary is not the life, sweetness, and hope. Jesus is our life, our sweetness, and our hope. There's only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Folks, what it takes is a heart that's submitted to God. One that's going to follow Jesus. One that's going to obey Him. Are you willing to do that? Many people on the road to hell, they go to church. Did you know that the devil prowls around throughout the earth, seeking whom he can devour? You better read the Bible. You need to learn what the Bible says. The scriptures are given for correction, doctrine, training in righteousness, and reproof. The Bible is truth, not the Book of Mormon, not the Quran. Muhammad was a false prophet. Joseph Smith was a false prophet. The Lord Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. The only way to escape hell. Jesus, give Him a chance. Turn from your sins. Follow Him unashamedly and you can have eternal life. Jesus said, if any man come after Him, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow Him. Think about it, folks. Jesus, who is the great shepherd, Jesus who is Lord, Jesus who has the words of eternal life, He told us we need to follow Him. And unless you're living holy, unless you turn from wickedness like drunkenness and sexual immorality, premarital sex, that kind of stuff will drag you to hell. There is a hell. Hell is not the grave. There is a heaven. There is no purgatory. Read the Bible. Learn what God said. Find out what the truth is by reading Scripture. The Book of Mormon is not Scripture. The Quran is not the source of God's truth. Go to the Holy Bible and learn what it says. Jesus, the only way to the Father. Jesus, the only door to heaven. He has the only name under heaven given among men in which salvation is found. Think about eternity, folks. Heaven or hell forever. Where will you spend eternity? It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Think about that. I said the judgment before a holy God. You standing before a holy God. A God that can throw you into hell. A God that will throw you into hell unless you repent. He's a loving God, but He's also a wrathful God. Wrath for those that stubbornly reject His will and want to go the wrong way, the way of the world. If you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. If you're ashamed of Jesus, He'll be ashamed of you. If you disown Him before others, He'll disown you before the Father. On the other hand, confess Him as Lord, folks. Confess Jesus as Lord. He said if you confess Him before man, He'll confess you before the Heavenly Father. Jesus rose from the grave. He's not like Muhammad. He's not like Buddha. He's not like Confucius. He's not like Zoroaster. Jesus is Lord of Lords. He is the King of Kings. Jesus is coming back. The Bible tells us there's only one name under heaven given among men in which salvation is found. That name is not the name of any church. That name is Jesus. Jesus, the Son of the living God, Jesus of Nazareth, who is alive. If you have the Son, you have life. If you don't have the Son of God, you don't have life. And to all of you who are backsliders, those of you that once knew the Lord and backslid, repent, turn from your sins. He that endures to the end will be saved. Turn from that wickedness. Come to God on His terms. Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and He'll give you rest. Think about it, folks. Rest. It's found in Jesus. You're not going to find it in drugs. You're not going to find it in illicit sex. You're going to find rest for your soul in Jesus. You're going to find peace with God when your sins get forgiven. Water baptism does not forgive your sins. There is no purgatory. Be not deceived. A Catholic priest cannot forgive you. Again, a Catholic priest cannot forgive your sins. You're going to have to repent or perish. You're going to have to come to God on His terms, which means come to the Lord Jesus. If you believe on Jesus, that means you're trusting Him, that you're following Him, that you've submitted your will to Him. And unless you've done that, folks, you're really not a believer at all. You might believe in your head, but you don't believe in your heart for salvation. You're still on the road to hell. Jesus said, enter through the narrow gate. Wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. Many enter through that gate. Straight and narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life. There are two gates, two roads, two groups of people. Which road are you on? Which crowd are you following? Are you headed for heaven or hell? Think about it, folks. Eternity. Where will you spend eternity? What do you think heaven will be like? Do you think heaven's going to be watching a football game? Do you think heaven's going to go on a ski trip? Do you think heaven's going to be some kind of party, folks? Heaven is a paradise kingdom. The focal point is God. It's a holy environment. There will be no wickedness in heaven. You're going to have to repent. Come to God now, folks. Think about eternity. Your soul is your most valuable possession. One day you're going to die, then what? The grave is not the end. There is no second chance. There is no annihilation of the wicked dead. After you die, you will be judged. After you die, you'll go to heaven or hell. You will be conscious forever throughout all eternity. Jesus said hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Unfortunately, though, people will be thrown into that horrible place, a place of fiery torment, the fiery furnace. Folks, there's only one Savior. There's only one way to avoid that horrible outcome, the Lord Jesus. He is Lord. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is Lord. The Bible says the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those that are perishing. If it seems like what you're hearing now is crazy and foolish and absurd, folks, the Bible says you are in a perishable condition and you're on the road to hell. But for those that are really saved, those that are real Christians, the preaching of the cross is encouragement. It's life. Folks, there's only hope in Jesus. There's no other way. Mary cannot save you. Being a Catholic cannot save you. Joining any church cannot save you. Water baptism will not do it. You gotta repent. You have to turn from those sins. Repent from your sins and turn to God. The Bible says the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. Think about that. A lake of burning sulfur. Jesus died to spare you, to save you, to deliver you from that horrible place. But folks, you have to take it. You have to receive that gift. You got to repent. You're going to have to turn from that drunkenness. You're going to have to turn from that party life. You're going to have to turn from that porn and that premarital sex, because that will damn you to hell. It's going to drag you down to hell. Turn from that sin. Follow Jesus. If you're ashamed of Him, He's going to be ashamed of you. Are you ashamed of Jesus? He is Lord. The Bible says it was the one that prayed, God have mercy on me, a sinner, that went home justified. That's a good place to start. Humbly and sincerely, ask God to have mercy on you, a sinner. Repent. Turn from your sin. Forsake that wickedness. Think about it, folks. One day you're going to die. You don't know how much longer you got. How many died a whole lot younger than you? One day it's going to be your turn. The grave is not the end. It's appointed unto man once to die. After this, the judgment. The Bible says there's a judgment coming. A judgment before a holy God. A God that has wrath. A God that wants to save you. A God that made a way to spare you from damnation. And that through His only begotten Son. The blood of Jesus that was shed on that cross can cleanse you of your sin. The blood of Jesus shed on that cross can deliver you from sin addiction. The blood of Jesus can wash you and cleanse you and heal you inside. Peace with God. Do you have peace with God? Going to church won't get it. Water baptism won't do it. You got to repent. You got to get committed to Jesus. It's real, folks. God is alive. Jesus is real. He rose from the grave. Do you have Him? Have you repented? or are you ashamed of him? Jesus said, if you're ashamed of him, he'll be ashamed of you. Repent. Forsake your sin. Turn to God. Heaven or hell forever. The Bible is God's word. Evolution is a lie. Remember, folks, we're talking about eternity. This is not a game. Your life is a test. What are you doing with what God did for you? The Bible says if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Think about it. The Bible actually teaches there's a lake of burning sulfur. God rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah. There's a lake of burning sulfur where people will be thrown into if they're not biblically saved. If you die in unsaved condition, if you're not spiritually right with God. Folks, think about it. You can't buy your way into heaven. You can't earn your way into heaven. You're never going to merit it. Jesus is the only way. Are you ashamed of him? Are you backslid? If you're lukewarm, he's going to vomit you out of his mouth. If you're not bringing forth good fruit, the Bible says you'll be cut down and thrown into the fire. There's a paradise kingdom for all those that are worthy of that kingdom. Are you worthy of it? Are you worthy of God? Only if now, here and now, the test is, are you going to unashamedly follow Jesus? Are you willing to take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow him? You cannot be a friend of the world and to have God at the same time. If you're a friend of this world, you're an enemy of God. This world system is antichrist. Think about it, folks. I said it's against the things of God. Read the Bible and learn the truth. Don't be brainwashed by some college professor. Evolution is not true. Premarital sex will damn you. Drunkenness will damn you. Death, lying, hate will damn you. It'll send you to hell. Turn from your sin. Think about eternity. Two gates, two roads, two groups of people. Which one are you on? Jesus said, enter through the narrow gate. Wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. Many enter through that gate. Straight and narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life, and only few shall find it. What are you going to do with Jesus? God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would trust on, cling to, and rely on Jesus would not perish, but have everlasting life. Where do you stand with God? If you died today, would you go to heaven or hell? It's a possibility, folks. You might die today, you don't know. If you were to die, you will not go to purgatory. There is no purgatory. Please know that water baptism has not forgiven your sins. Please know that Mary is not our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Please know the Pope is not the vicar of Christ. Please know that Mohammed was a false prophet. Please know that the Quran and the Book of Mormon is not from God. The Bible is the Word of God. The Bible is truth. The Bible has the only Word where we can find God's Word. The Bible will point us to Jesus, and that message will have us repent. It'll have us live clean. It will have us live pure and holy. Turn from your sins. Follow Jesus. Think about eternity, heaven or hell forever. Read the Bible. Learn what God has said about salvation. Learn how to get your sins forgiven. Jesus rose from the grave. Folks, he died for our sins, but he rose from the grave. Easter does not magnify that. Easter is a pagan holiday. Easter is only Easter bunnies. It has nothing to do with the resurrection of Jesus. Jesus is alive. He rose from the grave. He's the Son of God. He is the Lord. We're talking about eternity here. We're talking about your soul. We're talking about a judgment day before Almighty God. God is a loving God, but He's also a wrathful God. If you're in your sins, if you meet Him in your sins, you'll experience the wrath of God. Repent. Turn from your sin. Turn from the drunkenness. Turn from the sexual immorality. Turn from the party life. If you're a friend of this world, you're an enemy of God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man will come to the Father except by Him. Jesus is the only mediator between God and man. Jesus was the one that shed His blood for you. Jesus is the only Savior. It's a sad thing when people blaspheme that holy name. God has power to damn you and send you to hell. Think about it, folks. We're talking about a holy God. You reject what He's done for you. You reject the only hope you have of escaping eternal conscious torment. Read the Bible. Learn what God has said. Learn that Jesus rose from the grave. He died for your sins, folks. He's alive today. He's the only hope we have. Repent. Turn from your sin. Follow Jesus. If you follow the crowd, you'll end up in hell with the crowd. Jesus said there's two gates, two roads, and two groups of people. There is no purgatory. Listen again, folks. There is no purgatory. Be not deceived. A Catholic priest cannot forgive your sins. Be not deceived. Mary is not our life or sweetness and our hope. Do not pray the rosary. Follow Jesus and His teachings. Jesus' teachings would have us go directly to Him. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come to Him, folks, and find rest for your soul. That's the only way you ever find it. Think about eternity. Think about your judgment day. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. The grave is not the end. There is no second chance. We're talking about eternity. 1 billion years from now and more. Eternity. Where will you spend eternity? The Bible says if your name's not found written in the book of life, you'll be thrown into the lake of fire. The Bible actually teaches there is a lake of burning sulfur where people will be thrown into. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, but people will be thrown into there because they die in their sins, because they die with an impure spiritual condition. Repent. Turn from your sin. Heaven or hell forever. Where will you spend eternity? Don't follow the crowd, folks. Draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. Turn from your sin. You're never going to get anywhere with God by premarital sex, by drunkenness. Repent. That party life is going to send you to hell. It's going to cause you to get disease. It'll get you addicted to alcohol. Repent. Turn from your sin. Jesus said, if any man come after Him, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow Him. Repent and turn to God that your sins might be blotted out. Acts 3:19. John 14:6 says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man will come to the Father but by Him. Matthew 11:27-28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Those are the promises of Jesus. He not only died for your sins, He rose from the grave, folks. He's a living God. He's a living Savior. He's a living Lord. Jesus, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Where are you with God today? If you were to die today, would you go to heaven or hell? Think about it, folks. If you were to die today, would you go to heaven or would you go to hell? How important is salvation? Well, how long is eternity? Salvation is more important than money, more important than a love relationship, It's more important than getting your diploma if you have to do wicked things to get that diploma. Salvation will affect you throughout all eternity. Folks, think about Judgment Day. Think about the sin issue. Sin is still an issue with the Holy God. Drunkenness will send you to hell. Premarital sex will land you in the lake of fire. Turn from your sin. Follow Jesus. Live a holy life. Make your life count for God. Draw near to God, and He'll draw near to you. The Bible says that if your name is not found written in the book of life, you'll be thrown into the lake of fire. Did you even know there is a lake of fire? Did you know there's a book in heaven with names in it? Do you know how to get your name in that book? Jesus is the only way. Repent. Turn from your sin. Put your faith in Him. Trust Him and follow Him. Submit your will to His. If you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. If you're backslid, you need to repent and come back to God. Water baptism cannot save you. Church membership cannot save you. You're going to have to repent. You got to turn from that sin. The Bible says, sin has pleasure for a season, but folks, know this. Sin is poison for your soul. Sin will drag you to hell. The Bible says the Son of Man will send out His angels. They will weed out of His kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. The angels will pick that up and throw them into the fiery furnace. If you're in your sins, you're born into the fiery furnace. Jesus said, enter through the narrow gate. Wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. Many enter through that gate. Straight and narrow is the gate that leads to eternal life, and only few shall find it. Eternal life. It's the greatest thing you could ever have. Salvation's more important than anything. Your soul is more valuable than anything. What shall a man gain if he gains the entire world and loses himself and gets cast away? Think about it, folks. We're talking about eternity. We're talking about 1 billion years from now and throughout the rest of eternity. Are you on the road to heaven or on the road to hell? Read the Bible. Turn from your sins. Follow Jesus. Think about eternity. Heaven or hell forever. Where will you spend eternity? Prepare for your finals. Read the Scriptures. Find out what God has said. The Bible says, repent or you will perish. The Bible says, Jesus has the only name under heaven given among men in which salvation is found. The Bible says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man will come to the Father except by Him. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of Him before others, He's going to be ashamed of you before the Heavenly Father. Repent. If you're a friend of this world, you're an enemy of God. Come out of those bars. Turn from the drunkenness. Turn from the sexual immorality. Think about Judgment Day. Judgment before a holy God. Please know there is no secret sin. I repeat, there is no secret sin. You cannot sin and get away with it. If you're having an affair, God knows about it. If you're looking at porn, God knows about it. Jesus said that if you lust after another in your heart, you already commit adultery. The Bible says adulterers will not inherit the kingdom of God. Repent. Turn from your sins. Jesus said, hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Jesus believed there's a hell. Hell is not the grave. Be not deceived. Hell is no second chance. Hell is not the common grave of mankind. Be not deceived by the Jehovah's Witnesses or the Mormons or the Catholic priests. A Catholic priest cannot forgive your sins. Nobody is forgiven. At infant baptism, repent, read the Bible. How important is salvation? Well, how long is eternity? 1 billion years from now, where will you be? Heaven or hell? Jesus said there's a paradise environment beyond the grave that can be yours. Please know that Easter has nothing to do with Easter bunnies. Jesus rose from the grave. Any so-called holiday that would try to mask that is a deception and from the evil one. Jesus is alive. He not only died for your sins, he rose from the grave. He's a living Savior. Jesus is Lord. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. There's only one way to the Father. It's not Mohammed. It's not Buddha. It's not Krishna. It's not Zoroaster. It's the Lord Jesus who shed his blood, the Lamb of God that was slain for your sins, the Lamb of God that rose again from the grave. Jesus, who's the only begotten Son of God, he left heaven, was born of a virgin, died for you and me, and he rose again. And folks, he's coming back. Ready or not, he's coming back. Believe it or not, he's coming back. Your most valuable possession is your soul. Jesus said, what shall a man gain if he gains the entire world and loses himself and gets cast away? Think about your soul, folks. Instead of going out and partying, you need to draw near to God. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. You know not what a day may bring forth. What would happen if today is your last day? What would happen if after today you die? Would you go to heaven or hell? There is no purgatory. Heaven or hell forever. Where will you spend eternity? When I went to college, I did not know the truth of God. I started reading the Bible after I graduated. Folks, that was the best thing I ever did. Read the Bible and learn the truth. Learn the Bible and find out what God says about getting sin forgiven. Jesus is alive. This is not a fairy tale. This is not a myth. He's alive. He's coming back. You have a soul. There's a judgment day. And Jesus said there's a heaven and a hell. Where will you spend eternity? The Bible says, do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, the idolaters, the adulterers, the male prostitutes, the homosexuals, the thieves, the greedy, the drunkards, the slanderers, the swindlers, these will not inherit the kingdom of God. And the Bible goes on and it says, and that is what some of you were, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Jesus is our only hope. Jesus is our only Savior. To be washed, sanctified, and justified. It's Jesus or it's not going to happen. You must repent. You must realize the wages of sin is death. Your sin will drag you to hell. Drunkenness will damn you. Sexual immorality will damn you. Curse of premarital sex. There is no such thing as safe sex if it will drag you to hell. Repent. Blessed are the pure in heart. They'll see God. God looks on the heart, folks. Listen to this. The Bible says, the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those that practice the magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. The Bible says they're going to go to hell. If you follow them, you're going to end up in hell with them. Repent. Turn from your sin. Think about eternity. Judgment day. It's appointed unto man once to die. after this in judgment. It's going to be your future, folks, before God one day. One day you'll die. One day you'll stand before God. This is no myth. God is real. The Bible is true. You have a soul. Think about eternity. Think about judgment day. Evolution's a lie. God created the heaven, the earth, the seas, and everything in them.